This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Happy Memorial Day weekend. God bless our troops. God bless the families and all who have given their lives and given up their time and their bodies and their health and their freedom for ours. We can't thank you enough. I really do appreciate it. Remember, Memorial Day is not just about picnics and beer and having a day off. It's to remember our soldiers and to remember those that have sacrificed for us. So thank you. You know, this is an interesting email. It has to be anonymous. This is a medical student. Medical student asked to keep her anonymous or him anonymous. Apparently, they're being harassed, not sexually harassed, but they feel like they're being harassed. They feel their attendings hate me. No sexual harassment, but I fear they won't let me go to the next round. You talk about how to avoid getting fired. How do I get through my training? So, you know what? I know a lot of you guys are medical students, but I love being, just come to mama. Come to mama. I'll make it all better. Any of you guys in the medical field, nursing school, chiropractic school, pharmacy school, come to mama. I'll make you guys feel better. I'll make you feel safe. It is ugly out there. Going through training, oh my gosh. It's okay. Just come to mama. Come to mama. I'm here for hugs. Oh, I'm here for love. Oh, just lay against the bosom, right, of the safety net. All right, here we go. Okay, you can get kicked out of medical school. You really, really can. And the reason why they have us in medical school busting our butts is because we know at a moment's notice we could leave. I saw some students even from my program leave and be threatened to leave. So, oh my gosh, you don't go through the years that you go through and the money that you go through and all the blood, sweat, and tears and any other bodily fluids to get to where you got to just to get kicked out in medical school. So you eat a lot of crow. Talked to you about the different things that I went through and, you know, some of the, you know, the hitting, the stabbing me with one of the needles, the smacking me with the instruments, the, you know, being called every word in the book. But it's not so much the medical school, but it's in the hospital environment. There's a lot of places as a medical student you go where you can actually be, you know, harassed, and not just sexually harassed, just basically harassed or bullied. Now, it's supposed to be better than it was when I was in training and even better than before. Okay? I think there's a lot of rules. You can't be doing 36-hour shifts anymore. Things are supposed to be better, but here's the thing, okay? It's still like a boot camp. Nothing like what the military goes through. God bless them. But it's not supposed to be easy or a walk in the park, okay? If you're a medical student going to be a doctor, right? You know, up until recent changes where nurse practitioners now can run their office, etc., the buck stops with you. So when there would be a lawsuit, yeah, the nurse practitioner's malpractice would go after also, you know, but the doctor is the one where the buck stops and usually got hit the hardest with lawsuits. So, and you're also the one in charge of the patients. You may have medical students, you may have interns, you may have residents, but if you are the attending, the buck stops with you. And they are not going to want you as a little measly medical student killing their patient. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them. Now, unfortunately, when I was a medical student, nobody said, oh, please, Dahlia, please don't don't hurt the patient. Please, they don't do it like that. They're like, you're going to blanket kill, you dumb blanket. Why would you even, oh my gosh, you are so stupid. You know, they would just go off. They would turn to nurses and go, can you believe this idiot? I mean, it was so demeaning. And I only cried a couple times. I thought I would cry more. But boy, are you demeaned. But I got to tell you, man, I remember every possible mistake I made. Here's a mistake I made, all right? There was a person who had come in with right upper quadrant pain. It wasn't even a mistake that I made, but I never forgot this. So they had right upper quadrant pain, all right? So in the right upper abdomen, right below the liver, had high white count, so signs of infection, had a fever, didn't have an appetite, had a lot of pain. I had ordered an ultrasound. I had looked at the blood work. So I assessed him to have a gallbladder attack, a cholecystitis. So on the notes, I put diagnosis, cholecystitis. I got ripped up. I had four rectums by the time that doctor finished with me. Why? Because I didn't put abdominal pain. I should have put abdominal pain, most probable cholecystitis. Right? But I was right the whole time. I was 100% right. It was cholecystitis. But he got mad that I didn't put abdominal pain. But I got to tell you something. I'm glad he did that because he's right. Too many times we just jump to the diagnosis, but we don't look at the differential. Okay, so now if you got somebody with right upper, you know, or abdominal pain, you're like, okay, well, first abdominal pain, it could be the gallbladder. However, it could be the liver. It could be a cecal diverticulitis, inflammation of the bowel higher up, etc. So it forces you to start thinking, you know, same thing. So then I had a woman come in with right lower quadrant pain. Rather than saying appendicitis, I said right abdominal pain, lower abdominal pain, or right pelvic pain. Well, now, okay, is it a ectopic pregnancy? Is it a tube ovarian abscess? Is it a kidney stone, etc.? I was still right. It was appendicitis, but my notes were so much better. Now, I really loved my training. Even though I was bullied and there were a lot of idiots yelling at us and somebody hit me with a needle that could have been contaminated with HIV and thank God it wasn't, I gotta tell you, I think I had a phenomenal education. Phenomenal. And I am so grateful to the schools I went to. So grateful. But the training is going to suck. So, you know, they can't stop the clock. That's what they told me when I was in medical school. Same thing with you guys. Okay, they can't stop the clock. The clock is going to go on. Now, when you have a job you don't like, that could go on forever. But with medical school, you're going to get done. But you're going to have to eat some crow. Just make sure no one's doing anything illegal or unethical. Make sure no one's sexually harassing you. All right, but you're going to be bullied. You know, you may want to talk to your residency head, all right, or your medical school, so they know what's going on because they need to know. But yeah, although in my day and age, you didn't say anything. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. We also are raising money for kids fighting blood cancer. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com. Anything you can do to help these kids, $5, $10, $25, $100, $250, anything you guys can donate. It helps these kids pay for their medical costs of blood cancer, as well as it goes to research of leukemia and lymphoma for people of all ages. Apparently there's a mom in New York who's pretty upset because her daughter came home from school with a note calling her quote-unquote fat. Okay, it didn't really say fat, though, all right? But the girl is 4'1", 66 pounds, and she is, I'm trying to see what age she is. She looks like she's 9. I need to double check that. And apparently, the school apparently did BMIs. And the girl, I guess it was called a fitness gram. And the fitness gram is supposed to be sealed with a sticker. And she goes to a public school in Brooklyn. The class was told not to open the letters. They were issued by the New York City Department of Education. And it was supposed to go straight home to mom. But instead, she and her friends decided to open it up. And they all took a look. Some of her friends found out that they were quote-unquote obese. And they started crying. All right. Now, these fitness grams are issued annually in New York City by the school department. They are intended to assess students, they say, from grades K through 12 to help support lifelong health, according to the department's website. 870,000 students each year take home these reports. Now, the BMI, of course, is the body mass index. This has been kind of criticized. I don't have the table in front of me to tell you how much her BMI would be at the 4166. My guess is she would probably be just a little bit over 25 with her BMI. And over 25, you're considered obese. And you have morbid obese, over 30, etc. And so we've talked about the BMI chart, which is why a lot of doctors, they don't really like to use it, because we kind of like to evaluate the situation. I'm taking a look at this kid. The kid at 66 pounds, being 4'1", she doesn't look fat at all. Now, all right, is this a big deal? Is it not a big deal? Well, it's a big deal in that, Where are we going with our kids right now? All right. It looks like the schools feel like they have to take it upon themselves now to deal with a looming, raging health crisis. All right. And threat to our national security, et cetera. Kids being overweight. Kids not being in the best physical shape. Now, there's always concern and there's always criticism over how much a school should get involved. Because many schools are obviously run by government, we don't want the schools in our faces. That's always not like, you know, thank you, school, I appreciate it. But they are in our face because they're the ones that see our kids more than we do. Our kids are at school for 6, 7, 8 hours at a time. We only see them for maybe 3 or 4 waking hours, and then they go to bed. So the schools are spending more time with our kids. Should they take a bigger role when it comes to obesity and food, etc.? Well, first and foremost, not having snack machines like chocolate and cookies and stuff, those don't have to be on school campus. So I'm fine with that, getting rid of those. Making sure that there is less fat and less salt in the school meals, that's smart. I mean, I remember the Sloppy Joes I had to eat in the 70s. They were disgusting, and I really don't know what the nutritional value was. So having the abilities to have salad and fruit and, you know, certain healthy breads, etc., I think is important. I think that's great. You know, if you're going to have bread, make sure you have a lot of the whole grains. Make sure you have, you know, fruits or salads as an option, etc. Although I understand the school lunch program is usually whatever's on a tray. It's usually fish sticks or Sloppy Joe or whatever. I remember liking the little frozen hamburgers we used to get. I mean, that was, I loved Hamburger Day. I thought those were good. Were they healthy? Probably not. So I agree with ramping that up. I also have made multiple suggestions on changing the physical education in these schools. Why is physical education about dodgeball and badminton, etc.? Those are cool. You should learn how to play them. But physical education should be, and health and fitness should be about how to, you know, maintain a workout even into your adult years. I had to teach myself how to lift weights, how to do aerobics and yoga and all that other stuff. Why aren't we teaching these kids? Okay? And I've talked about that. Every day there should be some sort of activity, even if it's only 15, 20 minutes. One day they do yoga. Another day they do weight training. Another day they do some light jogging or they do some hiking. Another day they do free play, which could be, you know, whether it's, you know, basketball or football, etc. Because you do need to learn the sport. I think it's really important to learn the sports, and I'm very grateful for my football education I got growing up. But it's always football. It's always basketball. It's always volleyball. Why aren't we teaching them how to, you know, go for walks or hikes or Zumba or Pilates, all right? You know, I mean, these are things that, and it has to be a daily workout. Everybody gets their daily workout when they come to school. I understand that's when they're the most, you know, like, you know, with their mind. So, okay, then fine. Then do your workout at the end of the day. But everybody's got to get a workout in, period. All right? And then you can even choose. If you don't want to run, then you can walk. Okay, but there's other things that we could do for health and fitness. There's other things we could do. If you have a cast on your arm, then you're walking. If you have a cast on your leg, then you're sitting there doing upper body. But exercise has to be a part of our lives no matter what. So, should the schools be sending home these fitness grams? No. What I would suggest, because apparently the girl that went to her mom, she started pinching her skin going, is this the fat they're talking about? Why does my school think I'm fat? I mean, we really don't need complexes right now. These kids are not tough like we were. You know, I mean, my family would call us fat, and, you know, looking back, we were way skinnier than kids are these days, and, you know, families were just, they were just very upfront. You're too fat. Your butt's too big. You look stupid. So, anyway, that's just the way, you know, our families talk to us. But nowadays, no, these kids are going to get complexes. You have kids all, you know, freaked out about how they're supposed to look on you know, I'm looking at some of these pictures, and now I'm pretty good at telling if something's photoshopped. They're all photoshopped. Everything looks photoshopped. This is ridiculous. No wonder these kids are having complexes. So what I suggest be done, all right, is we have the schools mandate that everybody's doctor does a fitness gram or does a fitness test, or on a Saturday or Sunday, you pay the school nurse to come in on a Saturday or Sunday, or to do the exam at school with the parent there. If parents can't afford to go to the doctor, then the fitness gram is done by a school nurse with the parent there. Information gets given right to the parent and not the kid. You don't give a kid their medical information. You just don't do that. They just don't understand. You know, I was trying to talk to the school about my son and avoiding shrimp in case he gets anaphylaxis, and now he's like completely freaked out about fish. And I'm like, look, you don't have a problem with fish. Your dad does, and in case you have any of your dad's genes, if your dad is really your father, who I think he is, I just don't want you to react. Really? My dad's not my father? He's your father. But anyway, so these kids, they don't understand. So don't be giving kids their fitness grams. Should there be a discussion between maybe the school nurse, ma, etc.? Why not then do that? But I would really suggest that most kids, they have to get their vaccines or they have to see their doctor once a year before going to the school. Then mandate that and have on the form a BMI and what was discussed about the kid's BMI on the form. This way the school doesn't have to take that on. And it's a shame. It's a shame that the schools feel like they have to take this on. You know, are we really doing a crappy job as a parent? Well, I was talking about, you know, in the previous show that, you know, sometimes I think my kids, you know, all I do with my kids is tell them don't do this, don't do this, eat this, don't do this, run, exercise, blah, 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 blah. That, you know, I sometimes feel like my kids want nothing to do with me. So as a parent, I start to notice that the very little time I do have with them, I want it to be all about fun. I don't want it to be about me nagging at them and harping at them. Well, then what ends up happening is they may go for some bad food choices, and rather than me being all over them for that, I'm like, oh, fine, whatever, I'm tired. You see, I'm already yawning. So I think we parents do need to take on an active role. I think the schools should have a very limited role in that, and their role should probably extend to requiring a doctor's visit or a separate visit with the school nurse with the parent present. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I bet a lot of you guys panicked when I said Saturday. See, I work weekends. I don't understand what the big deal is. Why people don't? I have always worked weekends. All right. Why does olive oil lower blood pressure? All right. Well, you know, Mediterranean diet has been found to be one of the healthiest diets ever. And olive oil, unsaturated fats, seems to lower blood pressure. Now, they say that there are these nitro fatty acids formed when you consume spinach, celery, carrots that are filled with nitrates and nitrites, etc. And these nitro fatty acids appear to inhibit an enzyme known as epoxide hydrolase. Epoxide hydrolase regulates blood pressure. So, if it inhibits an enzyme, we then don't seem to have the blood pressure spikes. That's why they think olive oil or nuts decrease blood pressure. Pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, Tennessee has now decided to go back to the electric chair if we continue to have issues with our lethal injections, okay? Eight states now authorize electrocution as a method of execution, but they say only at the inmate's discretion. Now, Tennessee is the first state to make use of the electric chair mandatory when lethal injection drugs are unavailable. Apparently, Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam signed the measure into law this week. Alright, this is being reported by CNN. Remember we talked about how the sodium thiopental is on short supply because it's produced and manufactured across the pond in other countries. Other countries don't believe in the death penalty, so they're not shipping it to us if it's being used for that use, so we're not allowed to use it for lethal injection. So they had a botched lethal injection a couple weeks ago where they tried to induce a heart attack, and they didn't have the patient sedated enough, which kind of blows your mind. You have all these people overdosing. You have, I mean, us being able to put people under for surgery very easily, and we can't figure out how to do this, so now we have to go to electrocution. All right. The amendment protects against cruel and unusual punishment. They say, unfortunately, though, many people feel like President of the death penalty information, he feels that the electric chair is a brutal alternative. Controversy over lethal injections has been brewing because of, like I said, European manufacturers, including the Denmark-based manufacturer of pentobarbital, banned U.S. prisons from using these drugs in execution. So the botched injection happened in Oklahoma. It was the botched execution. All right. And so it was the first time the state tries to use a three-drug cocktail. I guess they used midazolam, they used it for SED, then they tried to use a paralytic, and then they tried to use the potassium iodide to stop the heart from beating. And apparently he tried to speak. He was alive for about 43 minutes. I mean, it was ridiculous. All right. And then they said apparently there was a rapist and a murderer in Ohio who was gasping and convulsing for 10 minutes before dying from his drug cocktail. So in 2009, the U.S.-based manufacturer of sodium thiopental, which is used in execution, stopped making the painkiller. And sodium thiopental we've used for a variety of things, which we've talked about, too. So, you know, we can't figure out this whole, you know, lethal drug injection thing, such that we need to go to execution. Many people have talked about the firing squad. The firing squad is supposed to be one of the quickest and, quote-unquote, least painful. I don't see how that could be the least painful. But they say the firing squad is supposed to be quick and easy. And you probably don't need lots of people because now you have machine guns, etc. But we don't want to look like we're shooting people dead. I think even hanging is still legal in a couple states. Firing squad is, I think, legal in a couple states. Hanging is still legal in a couple states, but we don't do it. We've been going to lethal injection. Or we just keep them alive and sitting on death row. And I don't know what the answer is for overcrowded prisons. I don't want to start electrocuting and killing people inappropriately. Just, I mean, they deserve the death penalty. You know, we should be able to come up with something that is able to do this as humanely as possible, even though that kind of sounds like an oxymoron. But the reason why, as a doctor, I'm very, very concerned with this is because, you know, this is another sign of our manufacturers deciding not to make certain drugs. Okay, 2009, we were going well into the recession. Okay, I mean, and I watch our pharmaceutical manufacturing very, very closely, because our pharmaceuticals is what makes our medical world go around. Yes, I would love more botanicals being used, more natural medicines, us looking into more and more of these quote-unquote poisons and toxins and see if there's a diluted type of, we were talking about that the other day on the show, if there's a certain diluted sort of concentration that actually has some medicinal benefits, I would love that. But if there is no company who is going to make money on that research, you're not going to have a bunch of people fighting to do that. And I'm kind of scared to death, really. Okay? I mean, you know, this is just a sign of time. And then also the idea that on a whim, and an understandable whim, other countries may decide not to export to us. Okay, if they don't feel that, or if they have different feelings towards what we're using that product for. So let's say somebody decides that diabetes is a drug that's just our fault, that whoever has diabetes, it's because of the way they eat, their lack of exercise, so it's our fault. So if they have a short supply of medicine, or if they don't think that we should be just medicating our patients and letting them become more obese, they could decide, well, then you know what, we're not going to export those drugs. Now, hopefully we have enough American manufacturers of diabetic drugs or we don't have to rely on foreign countries, but, I mean, this is 2014, for crying out loud, and we can't even execute our own death row inmates, right, without the help of a foreign country. Okay, that's a problem. Am I the only one that sees it that way? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, they say Yelp now can help spot food poisonings at restaurants. All right, restaurant review websites like Yelp are helping health inspectors track down unreported outbreaks of food poisoning. This is according to a pilot project in New York City. Reviews posted on Yelp help inspectors identify previously unknown food poisoning outbreaks at three restaurants involving 16 people. Apparently what happened, and they ended up citing the places. Somebody said, oh, don't go to this restaurant, I got sick. All right, and then so they're reading the reviews, and then they're finding, well, a lot of people said they got sick at that restaurant, and so then they go, and then they evaluate them, and then I guess officials said they ended up citing each of the restaurants with multiple health violations that might otherwise have gone undetected. According to Dr. Shannon Battler, a medical epidemiologist for the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, says, we know we don't identify all the outbreaks that are out here, but this is just another tool to do that. It's a pilot project that the CDC and has described in its Morbidity and Mortality Weekly report. In the project, inspectors comb through Yelp software, it's a software program designed at Columbia University to seek out reviews that mention foodborne illness. Yelp set up a private data feed that provided its publicly available reviews in an easy-to-search format. Okay, so basically, they evaluated 294,000 restaurant reviews and keywords that came up, illness, cases where two or more people reported getting ill at one restaurant, reports that indicate enough time had passed that an illness could have been caused by a foodborne bacteria, not some other cause. Yeah, so somebody saying I ate there and then I threw up in the parking lot. Okay, that's probably not food poisoning. So they say the software alone identified 468 potential cases of food poisoning. Now, of course, the first thing I think about is what if you have a couple ex-girlfriends or ex-boyfriends or some ex, somebody mad. If all it takes is a couple Yelp reviews to get the health inspector on someone's butt, you're going to see a lot of people, get back at restaurants they don't like or people at restaurants. Now, mind you, we all should be following codes. You know, I run a medical office, so I make sure we are always following codes. So I think restaurants should be doing that also. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, all of us, no matter what we do, should be prepared for surprise inspection. All of us should be. When I worked at a restaurant, we always had surprise inspections. It's a smart way to do it. That way we're always on our toes. We're always making sure customers come first, patient safety comes first, etc. But I don't like the idea that they're putting so much faith on these websites, because people will purposely talk crap about somebody, and it could be just kind of a lynching. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, we have an iPhone app you can download on iPhone, and we also have an Android app of the Dr. Dahlia Show. These things are free. Okay, don't worry, I won't make you spend any money on apps. I don't spend any money on apps. I just don't like to spend money on apps, especially because a dollar adds up, doesn't it? So don't worry, these are free. You can also hear my show on the GCN Live app. You can also go to GCNLive.com. You can go to DrDahlia.com. The show plays 24/7. So if you ever miss our morning show that's live, you can always listen to it any other time. I like to take your calls. I like to talk to you on air, but I understand many of you listen at different times. So we do have an answer line for you. You can call at 1-877-DocDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ask your question. If you're embarrassed to ask it on air, just let us know you're embarrassed to ask it on air and leave us your email. All right, I can't call each and everybody back, but if you leave an email or just email me, I could then also write you back. So, I want to make sure I get your questions. A lot of you guys will write or ask about, you'll be afraid. You'll be like, oh my gosh, you know, can I ask you about this? Can I do this? And, it's all fair game. I just ask that you protect your privacy. Like, for example, somebody sent me a rash that they had, and unfortunately, she was like completely naked from the waist up with that, so I immediately deleted it. I immediately told her to delete it, okay? And I had told her, no, if you're going to send me a picture of a rash, I mean, just do like a small part of it, just some part that doesn't have any nudity in it, okay? I mean, you know, this is a family show. So just, you know, be careful with that. With your lab values, if you are going to send me a copy of lab values, don't forget to cover your name and your date of birth, etc., just because after this, like, eBay breach, you heard about that, where eBay had a security breach, it just really, really, I want to make sure you guys, if you are sending me any information, that, you know, you have that protection. I don't ever talk to my doctors on email or texting, etc. I just think there's all this, you know, there's all these kind of cyber spies, so somebody's watching or reading it. Unless it's something I talk about on air, which I don't care that you guys know about, hemorrhoids, constipation, diarrhea, that I don't care about. I'm not trying to hide. But if there was something I wanted to kind of keep private, don't text it, don't email it, etc. All right? I don't care if you use an anonymous alias, I'm fine with that, okay? So you can go to my website at drdahlia.com. While you are at the website, please note, we have a little area for you to donate, where you can donate to help kids fight blood cancer. We're raising money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. That money goes to helping them pay for their medical bills, as well as research for leukemia and lymphoma and lots of blood cancers. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is probably one of the biggest funders of research for blood cancer. And adults, kids alike, we all, unfortunately, could be afflicted with any of these any time in our life, and there's no rhyme or reason to why or when this happens. So we want to make sure we have organizations like that around. So I strongly urge you to go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the link. Okay, eBay. This is very, very interesting. Apparently, eBay was hacked between February and March. They infiltrated the corporate network after stealing employee logins. This gave hackers access, according to Daily Mail, access to eBay's customer's name, encrypted password, email address, home address, phone number, and date of birth. PayPal, they do not think was affected. Okay, thank heavens. All right, but now eBay is saying, look, you might want to change your password. All right, but the reason why they are getting kind of blasted for this is because this happened a few months ago. So we're talking almost 3 months ago. Why now are we, you know, hearing about this? That's my that was my vibration phone. eBay, unfortunately, I do a lot of shopping on eBay. I love it. There's a lot of stuff I could get. And the reason why I started shopping on eBay is Google has this. My husband showed this to me. When you want to look for something to purchase, okay, I would purchase, then I would scroll down, etc. But I guess there's a link called shopping. So you hit the shopping link, and then it just lists for you the different prices of what you want to buy. Well, a lot of stuff is cheaper on eBay, so I just go there. And so, I've done a lot of shopping. I think all of us have. And so, or most of us had. And so, the company has now, urged all of us to change our passwords. And this is probably one of the biggest hacks that we have ever seen. They said 233 million worldwide, addresses, passwords, phone numbers, birth dates are now in the hands of hackers. This is huge. Okay? They say the database did not contain financial information or other confidential personal data. I don't know what else eBay would have on me, really. Hair color, weight, I don't think so. The cyber attacks, they said use the employee login numbers. Let me see if I have anything else. They say they became aware of it, just a few weeks ago, but I guess it had happened 3 months earlier. So they only found out about it just in the last couple weeks, they claim. Pretty scary stuff. What could then be? So my suggestion to you is if somebody does have your passwords, email addresses, etc., a lot of times people will reuse the same password for other types of things. So just change everything. Everything. And I know that's hard because a lot of us, we don't memorize everything we have passwords for. So it's easier to lump up the passwords. I would probably say no. All right. They think that your credit card should be safe, but I would definitely check that because obviously if they took a password and they took your date of birth, etc., address, I mean, it's so easy for these people to do. I mean, and these guys, by the way, whenever you see a hacker, it's not that they have really nothing better to do, so they do it half-assed. These guys that are hackers, this is their life. So they know how to do it well. They know how to pretend to be you. They know how to take a password, pretend to be you, give the information. Because what a lot of these companies do, they go, well, let me verify you by your address. Let me verify you by your date of birth. And then what's your password? So you give them those three pieces of information. They think you're John Doe. They say the countries that have been affected have been everybody. And all right, we'll give you more information as we get it. But, you know, pretty spooky stuff. And we want to have our medical records in a national database. I think that's ridiculous. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I guess America's oldest living person has turned 115 today. Geraldine Talley is from Michigan, turns 115 years old. She's celebrating her birthday with family, friends, and a trip to the doctor. She doesn't even need a walker. She did stop bowling about 11 years ago when she was 104 years old. Apparently there are right now 300 to 450 people across the world that has lived past 110 years old. She says there's really no secret. Okay, it's all in the good Lord's hands. There's nothing I can do about it. She lives in Inkster, Michigan with her 76-year-old daughter, who is said to be in good health and enjoys spending time with her 14-month-old great-great-grandson. That is like way, way cool. Yeah, I know. All right, so we're coming to the holiday weekend. All right, usually I load you up with discussions over the month about not over-charcoaling your meat, right? We've talked about that. Okay, be very, very careful with the barbecue. Memorial Day, by the way, isn't about barbecuing, okay? I mean, it's about, you know, remembering those and honoring those who sacrificed and have sacrificed for our country and our freedom. But we will be having barbecues, a lot of us. So remember, don't over-charcoal your meat. Remember to watch your elderly family members as well as the babies out in the sun. We are expecting in some parts of the country heat waves. Some of you guys, I think, were getting snow. Was that near in Philadelphia? I don't know. But some of you guys were getting some snow. But we're expecting very, very high, hot weather, heat waves. Watch out for heat exhaustion. Make sure you guys hydrate. Avoid over alcohol when you're outside. Covers, shade, that kind of stuff. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA.
Take me down to the little white church. Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.